Welcome back, everybody. It's like two freaking months since we last did it to the
Slide Job
podcast. I'm your host, Connor Kate, CTF Football,
and so good.
Slide Job Podcast on Instagram. And I'm joined by my co-host, as always,
Wino Sports in the Draft, side Ryan Blaney fan, Anthony.
That is correct.
I hate Austin Dillon.
We are currently watching the World Series. And Jorge Soler just hit one to the solar system.
I have a Jorge Soler card next to me right now.
But, Anthony, you want to guess the last race you reviewed?
The rule. No. Wait, no, we didn't even do that. Oh, God. Bristol?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Bristol. That's fun.
So, we're at Vegas, Las Vegas. We've not even talked about.
Oh Lord,
We're gonna just gonna skip Las Vegas if you're fine with that.
I don't remember enough about Las Vegas to do that. So yeah.
I do remember a lot about Talladega though, so we can talk about Talladega.
Oh yeah, there's some dude won. It was kind of uneventful.
Roval, I remember all of Roval. I remember all of Texas and all of Kansas.
I remember a lot of Kansas. I remember a lot of Kansas, man. I remember a lot of Kansas.
I didn't watch a single minute of the Martinsville race, so I won't even talk about that one much. I'll let you do that, but let's go ahead.
I will. Yeah, you missed a really good race for that Martinsville race. You should feel sad that you missed.
Let's go in and hop into it. Las Vegas. Do you want me to quick review this one? Quick fire it.
I don't remember.
Larson falls like a rock early. Denny Hamlin passes Ryan Blaney for the lead. Byron Doobie quick dough. Larson to the lead. Larson wins stage one. Joey Gase nearly flips and goes to the hospital. That was fun. Flex tape, bro. That's what he needs. Fox with the all-time tweet. Hendrick with 1-2-3-4. Denny Hamlin nearly kills Ryan Blaney. I remember that. Awful pitch strategy.
I remember that. That's scared the crap out of me.
Denny get the bad pick call. Larson was probably on track to win another race here. And then all the Hendricks pit, really for no reason. And that ruined the chances at either of them winning.
All the Hendricks.
Denny Hamlin wins a boring race, is what I have written down here. We did not like this one very much.
I mean, yeah. When Denny Hamlin almost kills Ryan Blaney, I don't like a lot of things.
Oh, here's the Pujols home run. Blaney, that one is crushed. That one might be part of the
Solaire, sir.
They showed the Pujols one before the Solaire one.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's got to be farther than 446.
Devontae Smith.
He's my favorite. What did you think about Las Vegas? Denny Hamlin locked himself in the round of eight.
God, I don't remember.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
That's fair. That's so fair. Jorge Soler is so fair. He has hit 3 home runs in the World Series.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Talladega time. This was a much better race.
Yes.
What were your thoughts going into Talladega? Who'd you think was going to win? Put you on the spot.
Dude, am I supposed to remember who I thought was going to win?
Absolutely.
I picked... I don't remember. I didn't pick Blaney.
I picked Anthony Alfredo. Except for I didn't.
I did not.
I didn't do that. I think you did pick Blaney.
I did not pick Blaney. I know I didn't pick Blaney on that one.
Let's see.
If I did, you can make fun of me all you want. I don't remember picking
Blaney. Why do people still have the Bills as the second best team in the league? Hurts.
I don't. They're like number 6 for me.
Yeah, but other people. And you did last week.
No, but that was before they didn't look very good.
I don't remember when the race was. So I don't think you posted about it.
I didn't post about it. I haven't posted about it in a while.
So like lap one, they're 3 wide. Did not seem smart to me in the slightest. And then you get the craziest thing you'll ever see. Kyle Larson leading a lap at Talladega. That did not end well.
Kyle Larson dies.
Yeah, we'll get there. Bubba Wallace pushing Ryan Blaney. Therefore, racism is ended. Cole Custer takes the lead. Cole Custer leads in the competition. Can I have a hot take here? Let me have a hot take.
Cole Custer's bad, but it's not a hot take.
Cole Custer's actually kind of good at plate tracks.
Cole Custer's just bad in general.
But he's kind of good at plate tracks.
If you had to name the most irrelevant driver of 2020, it would be, or 2021, it would be Cole Custer. You have to admit that. Who else would be less relevant than Cole Custer and like on a competitive team? I forgot he existed half the time. The only other one I can think of is Eric Jones.
Well, he wasn't on a big team though.
Well, yeah, but like he's still like a well. I'm talking not even like competitive. I'm just talking about like you know like, the known teams, not like the charter teams. The non-charter teams.
I don't think you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I never heard his name for like the last half of the year.
Does he have a top five this year?
Probably. He probably has like two. And I will look for you in a moment.
I got it.
Okay.
Cole Custer Racing Reference. In 2021, Cole Custer has led 9 laps.
Wow.
He's got 0 top fives and 2 top tens.
That's like really bad. I get it. Stuart Haas has been not that great, but that's like really bad.
What's his average finish, Anthony?
17.3.
21.5.
Oh, God. He's even worse than I thought. I was going to try to give you nice. Anyway.
He actually is better than his average start. He goes up an average of 0.6 spots per race.
What a great job by Cole Custer.
I want to see something. Let's see. He raced 3 races in 2018 in the Cup Series?
I couldn't tell you.
I had no clue that was a thing.
I don't know enough information about Cole Custer to give you an actual answer on that question. It's Cole Custer. It's Cole Custer. Do you know a lot about Cole Custer? Because I don't.
I like his name. That's about it.
I don't.
Train racing in like the middle of stage one, it makes sense to me. Because don't want to wreck early on.
I don't mind train racing every once in a while for a little bit. It's a good breather, especially because when I watch like Dega and Daytona, my heart is always racing. Especially because my driver is the greatest plate racer in the history of.
Homestead Chris arrives and takes the lead. What are your thoughts on Homestead Chris? What are your thoughts on Homestead Chris?
Homestead Chris has a seagull named after him, though. I like Homestead Chris. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if he has a cereal named after him, though. Does he?
No, I just sentenced you.
Busher's Baked Beans.
No, but close.
Chris Rios?
Nope, just open the thing I sent you.
Fruit Hoops. Oops, all Bushers.
Anyway, what race are we talking about?
Talladega.
Oh, yeah, Homestead Chris did do that. That was cool. I enjoy Homestead Chris' success.
I think Homestead Chris is pretty good. It's a hot take.
Homestead Chris is a NASCAR race winner, too. I want you to make sure you know that.
Fog. He's won. Winner. Byron Rex Allgaier into Larson. This was sad.
I mean, I wasn't sad. I was like a little sad, but I wasn't like really, really sad.
This led into the next race where Larson was actually under the cut line at one point.
And Connor was like, he's not going to make it. And I was like, fine. And then I was like, and then he won again.
Codeth Ware. Do you remember him leading under caution? That was pretty fun.
I did. Codeth Ware led.
Rain. And then short rain stoppage, kind of like 30 minutes, and then they're back. Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, Bowman, Chastain, Truex, Reddick, etc., involved in a big crash. We're getting halfway through at this point. I don't have the stage winners marked down. I believe Homestead Chris won stage one.
I can go look for you right now.
Okay.
I will have answers soon. Chris Hello. Busher won stage one.
Yep.
Bubba Wallace won stage two.
Okay. Yeah, it works.
Who placed 10th in stage two? That is incorrect.
Alex Bowman.
Anthony Alfredo.
Stage points.
Who placed 10th in stage one?
Bowman again.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. I didn't look at that. Rain was really like almost guaranteed to come in. So the green flat, this little end of race, it kind of felt like the end of a actual race, even though there's really like 27 to go or something like that.
There was more than that left to go. There was like a whole stage.
Yeah. Ricky Stenhouse, pretty good at plate tracks, had a really crazy side draft move he did on Hamlin Wall. He stayed in the draft with Elliott. It was pretty good. Hamlin nearly wrecks Bell. Priest,
I wish he did.
Priest, Byron, and DiBenedetto involved in a wreck, which means Bubba led into rain stoppage. And you want to go ahead and break down what happened?
Bubba Wallace won the race.
Bubba Wallace won this race.
He did. And Connor, who placed 24th?
Placed 24th. Ryan Newman.
Landon Castle.
Good for Ryan. Good for Landon.
Landon Castle. No, Joey Gase placed better than Eric Almirola, Kyle Busch. I'm just reading like the notable drivers. Ryan Preece, Ross Chastain, Matt DiBenedetto, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Tyler Reddick.
In what world is Eric Almirola a relevant driver?
Because he's on like a big team.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Alfredo actually finished in 10th. So you kind of predicted a top 10 from Anthony Alfredo, which is difficult.
Yeah, accidental top 10 pick for Anthony Alfredo.
Quinn Houff got 19th.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, out of the Roval, I actually forgot Larson even won this race. Wait, Larson won this race?
Yeah, he had to replace the whole freaking stuff and win it. Came back and won.
The whole freaking stuff.
Yeah, he had to replace like a battery and was awful the whole race and then won. Do you not remember this race?
No.
Did you not watch this race?
I did. I just don't remember. It's been too long.
I can remember this race, but like at the back of my hand. Pink window nets were pretty cool. I enjoyed that. They looked good.
Oh, that one.
What?
I still don't remember what happened in it. But here, let me look at the stage winners, and I can try to see if I can remember.
Stage winners.
Oh, yeah. Chase and Allmendinger battled.
Mm-hmm. And then Allmendinger died.
Ryan Blaney got third in that stage. I don't remember that.
My goodness. Stage. Jorge Soler just kills balls.
Yes. I don't remember this race at all.
How? This is like the best race of the year. One of the better races of the season.
Dude, I cannot remember this race at all. Like zero.
Okay, let me see if I can get you some things. James Bond waved the green flag. It was pretty cool.
He did? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Eric, Alex Bowman spins Bradford. I don't remember who. Oh, Eric Brad Bowman. Keselowski. Newman spun. Chase wins after a great battle with AJ in the first stage. Larson, tons of issues for Bowman and Larson in this race. They both had engine issues, as did Chase. Chase had some tire issues in this race as well. This was the race, Anthony. This is the race where Harvick and Chase wrecked each other.
Dude. Oh yeah, that one. I remember that now. Okay, I remember now.
And this is when Tyler Reddick kind of took out Byron and his chances of winning the race and knocking him out of the playoffs.
No, I got you now.
Okay, what did you think about this race? Now that you know what I'm talking about,
I thought it was good. I love this race. I don't remember like the entire thing, but I remember like a good amount of it. I thought it was really good.
You hear Chris Pratt's playing both Mario and Garfield?
No.
Not in the same movie. Different movies.
I didn't think so.
Garfield and Mario, both voiced by Chris Pratt in the same film. Really good battle between Bubba Wallace, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, and Mark Truex Jr. And then Kyle Busch gets out to a sizable lead, which Cole Custer dies. good for him. Harvick wrecks Chase. This was not intentional. I'm sorry. People say it was. This was not intentional, in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it looked a little intentional, but maybe it was a mistake. I don't really know, to be honest. I am non-partial to an answer to that question.
Interesting. Chase has a part fall off. He probably should have been Black Flag. Definitely should have been Black Flag. I have written down here, this race is on drugs. Tyler Reddick takes out William Byron. Cora LaJoy gets him to the wall.
Was probably on drugs.
Henry Ruggs. Yeah, let's go. Homestead Chris, I just had that written down as a note by itself. I don't know what he did. He's just in the race. Everyone in this race at one point or another was below the cut line. So that's fun. A fan jumped the wall and got into turn four. Good for him, but he was ejected from the race. Kurt Busch dies. Kurt Busch dies. Chastain really good save. Harvick saw Elliott in his window and wrecked. You want to break down the whole Larson Elliott and Harvick situation?
All right, so we're heading into turn one, the DeWalt heartburn turn.
And, DeWalt burn turn is like to say.
Chase is finally cut off to Harvick, and Harvick stays looking at his rearview mirror, and he drives it right into the turn. And unlike Chase Elliott, he is not skilled enough to keep the car from being damaged like Chase did in 2019, and the car was wrecked, and Kevin Harvick was done for the day.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of hit the wall pretty hard, and he was done. Just as done as the Astros are in this game, I would say. On the radio. What?
So you don't like the Astros.
I was rooting for them to win because I wanted to be right in my prediction.
I picked the Giants, so.
You picked the Giants versus the Rays. Sit down. Karma for Harvick, yay or nay?
Very much karma.
On the radio, Chase Elliott says karma, and I don't remember if it was DeHaan, who's somehow still in the sport, or
Well, DeHaan was innocent, right?
Was he?
Yeah, I thought he was innocent.
Oh, well, good for him. And Gustafson, one of them said, yes, sir.
Who wasn't innocent?
Henry Ruggs.
Yep.
Denny Hamlin as well for cheating on his girlfriend.
Denny Hamlin.
Larson takes the lead after some Denny big Hamlin issues early on. And then Byron starts catching Larson, but then Byron gets into the wall. It's pretty unfortunate. Byron had been pretty good in this race, so good for him. But I have written down here, Byron has been admittedly very impressive and non-back downish, which is not a word. It's not a word.
But we do understand what you mean by that, so that's cool.
He didn't back down. Larson won, and don't know how he did that. But he locked himself in the next round after being below the cut line for a decent part of the race. Whew! Talk as I drink something.
What race is this, Rubble? Yeah, Larson won, and that was good. I wish Blaney won like he did in 2018, the very deserved win that he had. But, you know, it's okay. He tried his best. And we're going to talk about him later. I'm going to be sad.
Time for Texas. What were your thoughts on Texas? This wasn't even that long ago. Is your memory okay?
Oh, this was no, let me think about this for a second. This was the one where Buescher spun. Buescher spun at one point and Blaney like
Larson won this race. He also won the next race.
Oh, this is the one where like everyone kept wrecking and Larson just kept winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the very end.
Dude, look how consistent Blaney is. Whenever like the stage results, he's always like second and third, and then he got wrecked by Austin Dillon and loses. Austin Dillon, I hate you so much.
Larson has a good start. Denny Hamlin's scheme was pretty good. Massive crash. This was like whenever everybody.
Oh, wrecked. It's this race. Yeah.
Completely like now. Parking lot. Bubba Wallace started it. Good for him. Just crazy though. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
It was cool to watch because I felt like I was watching Talladega.
Excuse me.
I feel like I was watching Talladega sometimes when I was watching that one. You know, it was like kind of cool.
Nathan Peterman's been released, so that's the worst thing that's happened to the Raiders today.
I get it because Henry Ruggs killed somebody.
What do you say it like that? Kyle Busch wins stage one. Chase Elliott gets, I think something happens to him, but he's so bad at Texas, it seems like he's cursed at this point.
He like blew a tire.
Yeah. Larson wins stage two over William Byron. Briscoe did really Briscoe ran top seven in this race, all the race, the whole time. Literally was seventh the entire race, and then he died.
Yeah, he dies sometimes. It's okay that he tries.
Yep. Fun through wild battle between Hamlin, Blaney, and Harvick. And then this is five crashes in 10 laps, by the way. This race had five.
Hold on. Go ahead. Kevin Harvick put Ryan Blaney three wide nine times in this race. Oh, my goodness.
You counted?
Oh, my goodness. No, but it's been like nine times in the last three races. This dude, it was a lot in that one. This dude will not put Ryan Blaney top five. He even said it in Radioactive. He goes, how many times is the expletive four car going to put me three wide today? And, oh, it's so frustrating to watch because if you just pushed him, he would have might have gotten to the lead like three times, and he took him three wide. And Kevin, you just make me more mad every week, dude. I don't know what you're gonna do when I'm there in Phoenix this week, but you're gonna do something that makes me mad. I don't know what it's gonna be, but it's gonna make me mad. So there's my rant for the day.
You know my rant.
I have another rant.
Okay, go ahead with your cigarette rant.
No, we're not there yet.
Can I talk about my rant?
And go
this
ahead,
is,
Connor.
This has nothing. This has nothing to do with football.
Talladega rant, football.
Or nothing to do with NASCAR. It has everything to do with football. It has everything to do with football.
Okay, here we go. Let's go rant.
What is with no one talking about how good Matthew Stafford's been? It makes no sense.
Matthew Stafford's phenomenal, dude. What are you talking about?
Listen to this, okay? This says the Rams have the best quarterback in football this season. Stafford over Brady, Kyler, Lamar, or Dak? No way. Stafford's not been the best quarterback. Stafford not even been the best quarterback in his division. Stafford doesn't not been the quarterback, best quarterback. Hasn't been the best quarterback. Hasn't been the best quarterback. You're stupid. He's not been the best quarterback. Best quarterback. Not the best quarterback. Not the best quarterback. Dak Prescott over Matthew Stafford. What? Do you not see what he's doing this year?
George Kittle was a Halo dude for helping this go into like a full bodysuit. Like Halo. That was cool. I agree with you.
Do they not see what's happening? He's literally the most efficient quarterback in the NFL right now. Larson wins. By the way, you kind of got to.
Obviously,
you kind of got to just. I mean, you kind of just got to. I don't know what I'm saying. You got to fill in for time because Larson just wins all these races. Mm-hmm. Locks himself in the championship four. Good for him, but Anthony, we're to the point now, where we're getting to a Blaney hardship part of this podcast. Before we go any further, what were your thoughts about Blaney's season?
I'm going to cry. Not actually, but you know what? No, I'm kidding. I was very pleased overall. I mean, you can't really complain about three wins, especially when that's more than Dennis Hamlin. That's more than Kevin Harvick. That's more than Chase Elliott. That's more than Kyle Busch. Right, that's more than a lot of these great drivers. He really had the breakout season that everybody wanted him to have, and I am so happy he did because I was confident in my boy, and people were not being confident, and he deserved to be in the championship four. And I feel like if he made the championship four, I don't think he would have won the championship. I actually think he would have probably placed last out of the four. But my Lord, would that have been just it would have been great season if he would have made the championship four. That's a breakout year if I've ever seen one. It's just I'm very happy for my boy, and next year is going to be really good too. And he's going to start, his luck turned around a little bit. It still got bad, and it still got really bad at the end. But I'm just really happy overall, even though I'm sad. But I'm happy.
Can I ask you kind of a wild question? It's kind of loaded. Kind of a loaded question.
Do you love Ryan Blaney? Yes, I do.
Does Does Kyle Larson have a chance to reach 80 wins in his career?
If he doesn't win 80, I wouldn't be surprised.
If he doesn't win 80?
If he does not win 80, I would be surprised even being at this rate, dude. This dude's really good. And especially with this next car, you're like, it's more in the driver's hands, bro. Oh, this dude's going to win everything.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was like,
I'm just gonna be excited for my like one, maybe two annual Blaney wins. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't more than that. But anyway. Yeah. What were your thoughts on Ryan Blaney's season, Connor?
I thought he was pretty good. There needs to be consistency, a little bit more consistency than there is. I mean, I know.
So here's what I think. Well, when he's on, I'm debating your consistent
claim. But I wasn't done talking yet.
Okay, go. Sorry. You know I like my boy.
The consistency thing, I was going to say, mainly due to the beginning of the year when he was really slow for like that portion of like 15 races where he just didn't do anything. But towards the end of the year, he got really consistent. And the consistency also goes to his pit crew, which is inconsistent.
Yes. My other point was when he is on, he's very consistent. But when he's off, he's not. But when he's on, he's consistently running like top five.
Yeah.
And the picture's bad, and they didn't start out very well this year. So there's a lot of interesting things. But you know what? I thought he had a good year. My apologies for interrupting, Connor. I just like Ryan Blaney, so I like talking about Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, that's the same exact thing I'm doing with that.
Lyle Carson. Anyway, Kansas.
I love the point now that we're at where this is also off topic. This has nothing to do with the NFL or NASCAR. We're getting to a point now where John Morant is so good, he's hated on. I'm happy to be here. Let's get to Kansas. Stress-free NASCAR. When's the last time that happened? For me, at least. Stress-free NASCAR. Everything was just going to be fun in this race.
I was mega stressed.
Brad Keselowski, if he won this race, dude, he would be locked in the championship for unremarkable season ever. Kyle Busch gets into the wall again. Kyle Busch gets into the wall for like I think three times this race. Pretty good battle between Larson and Byron. Then Brad dies. That kind of eliminated his chances of winning the race. Here's the Blaney thing. You want to go ahead and talk about it?
Oh, when he cut a tire the first stage?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that happened too. That started the problems because he probably wouldn't have been in the same spot. Cut a tire in the first portion of the race, and I got scared. But he went a lap down and battled all the way back. And was running top 10, and then we'll get there. Or do you want me to do it now?
What?
Do you want me to do it now?
Do what?
See what happened?
We'll get to there first. Let me get to it. Larson wins stage one. Really good mile and a half run for Bubba. He was running like 11, so that's pretty good. Byron wins stage two. Here's something. Hey, listen to this. This is something that I had a thought of. If the playoffs included Homestead, then Byron's historic 10 race top 10 run. Then the past five races, excluding the Roval, he'd be in a pretty good spot to win the championship. But sadly for him, that's not what the season consists of. Mm-hmm. Really good race so far for Elliott. He was really like top three. Tyler Reddick's kind of bonkers consistent, given he's in the 8 car. Have you noticed that he's like 8th in every race?
Yeah, he's just like always 8th.
Yeah, I am 8th.
I get it.
Anthony Alfredo dies. Cool for him. Really solid recovery from Ryan Blaney from his getting into the wall. Byron leads really late in the race. And then Austin Dillon. You can go ahead.
Austin Dillon gets loose or tight or whatever on a restart. Tries out the track, takes out Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is done for the day. Ryan Blaney was second in points, plus 37 when this happened. He finished the day minus one, which probably means he probably would have been about plus 37 plus 35 going into Martinsville. And at that point, they probably raced Martinsville a little bit differently, which means that he probably doesn't get wrecked again by Austin Dillon. Not as, like, as bad, but still, like, kind of we'll get there. And he would have made the championship four. So I was just really sad about that overall.
Yeah. And go ahead and get all your rantings out about Austin Dillon before the next race, because I'm going to disagree with you a little bit in the next race.
Well, actually, I don't think you are, because you're going to hear what I said. And I don't really have that much to say. It's
a racing thing. I obviously wasn't blatant. It's not like you meant to take out Blaney. They never had any other on-track incidents before, I don't believe. So, I can't say much. It wasn't intentional. It's just you got to be a little bit more careful around a playoff driver, which I get it wasn't intentional, so, but I go. It's like, you know. Yeah, be more careful in a situation. Can't just like have that happen.
Yeah, I agree with you when it comes to the Martinsville or the Kansas race.
But no, but you're gonna agree with me on the Martinsville thing too.
Okay.
Unless you think it's totally Blaney's fault, then you're gonna disagree with me.
Kyle Larson wins. That's the last note I have for this race.
Lyle Carson.
The race that's called Martinsville, and I didn't watch it. So let's go ahead and start.
The race that's called Martinsville.
Let's go ahead and start with the fact that.
No, I got it. I got this one. Let me take this one over. I watched this one. I kind of remember this one. So let's start the Blaney thing, I guess. So stage one, Penske just looks off as a whole. Like they just looked rough. It was bad. It wasn't great. It's not like Blaney had a ton of speed. Blaney's getting passed. Gets up to Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon is trying to make pass on Ryan Blaney. And they get into three, they've been beating and banging a little bit, like no more racing. Again, I think at that point, Blaney probably should have chilled a little bit because one spot at the beginning of the race doesn't matter very much. They get into three, and Blaney got off the gas a little bit more than I think he normally did for whatever reason. I don't think the car was very good. And Dillon got into the back of him. I just think it was a racing deal. I don't really think it was anyone's fault. In the moment, I was heated because it's like, really, Austin Dillon again? I mean, do I think Austin Dillon needed to be careful around Blaney again because now it's the second time he's done that to him in the last 2 weeks and he was racing for the championship? Probably. But it was a racing deal. Blaney got out of the gas more than he probably had usually done for whatever reason. I don't think it was, hey, I'm going to brake check Austin Dillon because I don't think he's that dumb to know that, hey, I need to brake check someone when I'm trying to race to get myself into the championship. I don't think he probably thought that. I just think it was a racing deal. And that was that. Connor, what are your thoughts?
I think that was completely 92. No. I don't think it was on. I think it's more on Blaney. I mean, you just go lap to lap. He did not break as much as he did in any other corner than he did on that corner.
I also don't think it was like Blaney was. It wasn't more like, I'm going to wreck Austin Dillon.
It wasn't that.
What it was, because that's I don't think he's that dumb to that's be like, oh, hey.
But I don't think 90% of wrecks are intentional. I think that was unintentional, but just he lost talent for half a turn. He like braked way heavy on. I don't know if it was the car. It was just weird.
I just think it was a racing deal. Probably more on Blaney's fault. That's a racing deal. Obviously the other one was on Dillon, so that was on Blaney. It's just a racing deal. I do think Austin. I don't know. I feel like Austin Dillon can't race him that hard again after the week before, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a racing deal. Whatever.
Kyle Larson wins. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't. Keep going on this race.
I got a lot to talk about on this race. So we're getting into stage three. So Truex, it's like Keselowski made up a ton of points. It's like Truex, Kyle Busch, and Brad Keselowski, like a battle at the playoff line. Bowman's running well. Chase is winning. Keselowski drives all the way up to second after like a really lackluster race and actually spins Chase Elliott out. Didn't matter that much. Chase was already locked in on points earlier in the race. Wasn't a huge deal. So that wasn't like anything really. Chase was fine. I think it was fine. Brad didn't do it on purpose. He said on the radio and everything. It was just an obvious just racing accident. And then Truex had some problems. Somehow still finished like third or something. That was really impressive. Denny Hamlin's leading the race with like 20 to go. Alex Bowman is trying to chase him down. And they're racing clean. Bowman at one point taps Hamlin, nudges him out of the way, but it actually ends up giving him the lead back because he knew that he nudged somebody that was running for a championship.
Jimmy Garoppolo's 30?
Yes.
Well.
Oh, Dansby.
Did he hit another one?
No, he made a nice play, but it was safe. What's it called? Yeah, so he gave Hamlin the lead back at one point because he knocked him out of the way and he was headed for the championship. And then I think Bowman got in the corner a little hard, dumped Hamlin, so that was not great. Hamlin was fine. Hamlin was somebody to championship four. He was fine. Bowman goes on to win the race.
Another weird win for Alex Bowman.
When is Alex Bowman going to, like, just, like, win a race just because he, like, won it?
Auto Club was the last one I can remember.
Yeah, and without that, though, then Blaney's win, too. That kind of hurt.
So, yeah, after the race, Alex Bowman is about to do his burnout.
No, he doesn't do burnouts. No, maybe he did do a burnout. He didn't do a burnout that time. Anyway, he pulled his car up, and then I had never seen anything like this in my life. Connor, I will tell you, I was jaw-dropped watching this happen live. I was in shock watching this happen. Denny Hamlin drives up to Alex Bowman, goes nose-to-nose with him, and is, like, flooring it into Alex Bowman's car. Bowman, like, gets a little, like, donut tray guy out of it. Hamlin's pissed, and then Hamlin's flipping him off. Eventually, his crew chief, like, tells him to, like, you know, think about the bigger picture. So he drives away.
I like that.
I was just absolutely in shock as to what I just witnessed. And then Bowman in the post-race interview was like, you know, I didn't mean to dump him. I gave him the lead back. He's actually, you know, we were just racing, you know, and Bowman seems sincere. Right, Bowman, everything is fine. And then Hamlin gets on. He's like, oh, he's a hack. He's an absolute hack. He gets outrun by his teammates every week, has one of the best cars, and always runs 10th. Is he wrong? No. Not about being a hack, about where he runs and gets outrun by his teammates. He's not wrong about that part. But I also don't really know what a hack is. And they just called him effing terrible and stuff, and he was not very happy. Kyle Busch said the R word in his post-race interview and now has to do sensitivity training. And that was Martinsville.
Hey. You know what that is?
What?
That's Kyle Busch.
That is Kyle Busch. So that was Martinsville. I don't really know what how Alex Bowman released a t-shirt that says hack on it with his signature. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Second HMS driver to release a t-shirt of them.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring this up for a second.
Can we please get a Larson N-word shirt? God, would love it.
I have a what's it called? I have a question to ask you. I was watching some E-Step videos and thinking about this to myself. You know, there's been a thing people have been talking about lately where it's like, oh, the newer drivers don't show any respect. They're dumping everybody out of the way for wins. It's supposed to be clean racing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so the Chase and Harvick thing, Chase was very calm the entire time about the entire thing, and Harvick was the one going off.
Yeah, I feel like
in this one, Hamlin's been going off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the older drivers that are getting really, really mad.
Yeah, and it's also, if it's the young drivers, it's always the same young drivers. Like, when's the last time, like, William Byron did something crazy?
But who?
Never? Sorry. William Byron? Just, like, never?
Like, never. Blaney's never really done egregious in that way. I don't think Larson has. Logano started it. Let's be fair.
Of course Logano started it.
Well, he did. That's kind
Dale Earnhardt. Kelly Yarborough started it. What are you talking about?
Well, like recently, though. Like, he started the trend of doing it, like, recently. Logano did. But here's the thing. You know the Mark Martin quote? You remember what Mark Martin said about, you know how Joey Logano spun Mark Martin out at Pocono that one time and won?
Yeah, and got mad.
Mark Martin, because, like, Mark Martin, like, helped Joey Logano get into the sport. Mark Martin said, I would rather kill myself than wreck the dude for the win. That, you know, got me into the sport. And personally, I don't. Hey.
Who's won more championships, Mark Martin or Joey Logano?
I don't like totally junking the dude, but I have no problem spinning them out for the win. I got no problem on the last. I have no issue with that at all. I have zero. Now, is it going to be the every race thing? No. But I have no problem with it.
Here's a question, Anthony. Who's won more championships, Mark Martin or Joey Logano?
The Mark Joey Logano. We understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mentality thing. And there's a reason Harvick's won more championships than William Byron. You know.
Well, he's also been 12 times more long.
Yeah, it's fair. I think the whole situation is very funny, and I'm not on either side because both sides have points.
I agree. I don't think like Trucks has been a crap show lately.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I don't even watch Trucks.
I watch it if it's on, but so it's like, yeah.
Speaking of Trucks, not really. I was gonna say we'll talk about the Phoenix weekend in its own podcast. Are you up for that?
I am up for that. I'm gonna be there.
You are gonna be there for every.
No, just the cup.
Just the cup.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
I'm busy that Saturday, so I have like a later flight that day.
Mm. But yeah, we are finally back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Lots of hopefully off season podcasts. But only one more race left in the season. Felt like it went by quick.
Connor, when would you like to do this next podcast about a championship four preview?
Thursday.
I can probably do that.
Okay, so expect it to come out in 3 weeks.
Okay, cool. Well, that doesn't make sense, does it?
No. Thank you all for watching and listening. We will see you all next time. Peace.
Goodbye.